not necessarily by and by. Even though that may not be true, because we call it bean field, and beans grow primarily on vines also.
I just wondered if there was a size difference. You know, sometimes maybe large areas are considered
fields. No, I couldn't see any difference delineations as far as size. I just think it's just plain habit, or it sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering, because you know, for example, well, speaking of things that sound good, that goes, you know, like what types of things would you think that that might grow in a patch? Just put it that way. Just could you name some things that might grow in a patch?
Melons, the three types, would be one. Strawberries, that type of situation. And that's about as far as I can go, really.
Yeah, okay. And then fields, I guess you'd get the big...
With heavy harvest sort of situation, the corn, the wheat, I've never seen wheat grow. Potato patch.
Yeah.
Could be another. Bean. Would be field.
You see what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. There's some sort of a boundary there, and
that people are caught into. Right.
Yeah, well, I'm not even caught into, but I guess we all make our own, semantic distinctions on that. I kind of think, you know, the little green vegetables, though. It comes in pods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The outside beans, the sweet peas, you know.
Uh-huh.
You might call that what would you call a place where peas grow? Would you call that a field?
Pea field.
Yeah, a lot, you know.
A lot of people say pea patch, I guess. I don't.
I'd be prone to say.
I'm wondering about that.
I don't know. All right. I don't know if I ask you this or not. What type? Now, were there very many fences around when you were young?
Not too many. People, we were very, very neighborly. And you could walk from one backyard to another. I could remember going, just coming from school, walking through backyards. People didn't bother me. There weren't that many fences around.
Well, what kinds of, if you did run across a fence, what kinds of fences would you see?
Primarily wood.
Yeah. Now, when you say wood, is it like...
Not the picket, no. It's just sort of like a wood railing in some cases. Mr. Williams had, across the back of his lot, it was small squares, sort of like wood. It was, running wood fences. He had that across the back of his land. But most of the time, it would be wood. Every now and then, you would find some wire.
What kind of wire was it?
Strip wire, not a barbed wire. I don't think anyone used barbed wire, but just plain strip wire or chicken wire or something like this.
Any of them made out of coral or anything like that?
Yeah. Okay, fine. There were some rock fences.
True.
Or rock walls, we used to call them, people used to deal with, that really, like in many cases, came from the rock that they had on their own land when they were digging the foundation or trying to do something there. Some of them were put together with some cement. I remember ours wasn't. It was just stacked up there. We had one.
Did you have a rock fence?
Yeah, on the back of the land. But that was just there. And then it would crumble down, and I got to go put it back up.
You said a rail fence. Now, what describe that rail fence? What was it, the type they have up north of the where they cut the